You know, today is very special day. Even though is for some people can say, okay, that is a secular Catholic background celebration, but I think every day, every time, every minute is a good moment for celebrate the love, for proclaim the love. The Bible say that we must to delay in the God love for us. And we need to live His love, to celebrate His love, and to share His love. Amen? Because God is love. If we are in God, then we need to be in love. This text message, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, is a powerful message.
Know him.
Okay. Behold, what manner of love the Father has shown for us. Ellen G. White say that the Apostle John, he didn't find other way to magnify God's law than invite us to look in His love, to watch, to feast our life in His love. Look how big is God's love for you, Cash, for me. Every time, the invitation is that we can move our eyes and feast our eyes where? In His love for us. In Jesus and His love for us. The invitation for today is that we move to feast our eyes in Jesus and celebrate and be delight in His love. Amen. Delight in His love. I want to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you because around us, so many people is celebrating the human love, the passion love. But today, over that, we are invited to celebrate your love for us. How great is your love? Please bless us and use me for share this message with clarity and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Today is a special day. The world celebrates Valentine's Day. Regardless of the secular or Catholic pagan connotation of this celebration, it is a good moment to meditate on love, one of the so-called theological virtues.
We are the three theological virtues: hope, faith, and
love. In a society surrounded, permeated, and governed by countless negative emotions, the Bible proclaims the preeminence of love. Concluding his wonderful love poem in 1 Corinthians 13:13, the Apostle Paul says, "And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love."
Amen. You know, there's a beautiful poem, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But when Pablo put the conclusion for this point, he said, now what? abide, faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of those, of this is
love.
That means that love is bigger and greater than faith. The love is greater, bigger than hope. That is wonderful. When we are in God's love, then we can be delayed in faith and hope. The love guides us to celebrate our faith, our hope.
The Bible invites us to meditate on love, to express love, to be governed by the power of love, to delight in his love. The Apostle John makes a fervent invitation in 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God.
The question is, we can find a bigger manifestation of love than God has shown for us? We are sinners, yes? We were separated, we were enemy, but his love for you and for me, for us, is so, so strong that he sent his only children, son to die for us. The question is, there is a more effective way to show God's love for you, for me? No. For that reason, the Apostle John invites us to celebrate God's love for us.
God's love and heaven's antidote to is heaven's antidote to depression, hatred, anger, sadness, guilt, fear, loneliness, insecurity, and all those negative feelings and actions that surround us.
The question is: do you believe? Do you agree with me? With this declaration, God's love is heaven antidote to depression and all kind negative emotion. You are sad, then there is antidote. Which is that antidote? Fix your eyes in God's love. Are you depressed? There is one antidote. Do you have anxiety? Then you need to feed. I need to feed our eyes in how big, how great is God's love for us.
While it is true that all these emotions are consequences of our sinful nature, it is equally true that God wants us to begin living and experiencing the process of transformation, not only when he comes for second time, but now, as we struggle with all our inherited and cultivated weaknesses born of sin.
The moment for a star experiencing that transformation, you know, when Jesus come for second time. Yes? Now we can start receiving that transformation. How? Fixing our eyes in Jesus. Fixing our eye in his love for us.
The biblical perspective on emotions. In trying to deal with all these negative emotions caused by sin, what is now popular is so-called positive psychology. The principles of positive psychology focus on the scientific study of optimal human functioning and well-being. This discipline is organized around the following key foundations. The PERMA model.
Okay, now a lot of people is talking about positive psychology. And when you learn about positive psychology, you can find that it's very close to Christian value, to Christian worldview. Why? They have acrostic, they call PELMA. The PELMA means
P, positive emotions. Cultivating positive emotions such as joy, gratitude, and hope to broaden our perspective and resilience.
That is the same perspective from the Bible? Yeah. Do you remember? We will be watching Philippians 4, verse 8. The apostle say, you need to think in all good things. Yes?
E, engagement. Achieving a state of flow or full engagement in activities where time seems to stand still due to deep concentration.
We call that praying. Praying, connecting with God.
R, relationships. Fostering authentic and supportive social connections vital for emotional health and longevity.
We call that fellowship, family, Christian life.
M, meaning, giving life purpose and direction, feeling part of something greater than oneself.
Yeah, that means, brothers and sisters, we need to have purpose in our life. You know, I was watching one video yesterday from Daniel Coleman. He is the father of emotional intelligence. He has a new book, and he say, you want to be happy in the life, you need to have purpose. And he say, purpose with a small letter, and purpose with a small, con capital letter. That he say, that mean the purpose with a small letter, every day you need to do something for sustain yourself and your family. But beyond that, you need to have a bigger purpose in your life. Because that is the moral, the energy that will be moving you and try to do your best every time. But the Bible say we need to look the God purpose for our life.
A, accomplishment. Setting goals and experiencing the satisfaction of achieving them, reinforcing self-efficiency.
Yeah, that is the five column of positive psychology. It's very close to Christian biblical worldview.
While it is true that positive psychology converged with the Bible in promoting well-being, gratitude, purpose in life, and emotional resilience, there are also major differences. While positive psychology focuses on human flourishing,
where is the difference? Positive psychology is focused in human flourishing. The Bible presents a different way.
The Bible presents the essence of positive psychology in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
And we can summarize everything that the apostle is saying that in God's love. Amen? Amen? The bigger, the greater thing that we can think is God's love for us.
Mental renewal. The Bible goes beyond positive psychology, emphasizing that the key to well-being consists in knowing God, meditating on His love, and allowing oneself to be transformed by that love. The Bible offers spiritual principles such as the renewal of the mind, Romans 12:2, joy, faith, and love to achieve integral fullness.
Amen. The Bible goes deeper to very root of the problem for us by showing us that human worth is ground in being loved by God.
Amen. Thus reducing anxiety and improving self-esteem.
Amen.
While both positive psychology and the Bible agree that well-being does not depend solely on external circumstances, but on conscious decisions and a renewed mindset, the Bible offers a broader spiritual and ethical framework, showing that the power and expression of love is the key to facing humanity's greatest challenges.
Do you agree with me?
Amen.
We can repeat that part.
The Bible offers a broader spiritual and ethical framework, showing that the power and expression of love is the key to facing humanity's greatest challenges.
The love can change everything. The more powerful force in the world is not atomic, is not a solar power, is God's love. That can change everything.
The text of 1 John 3, verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, should be understood in light of Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah. You know, intentional, I had been trying to connect those two passages. First, John invites us to watch God's love. Secondly, Psalm 37, verse 4 say, delight yourself in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And he shall give you the desire of your heart. We need to celebrate God's love for us. We need to go deeper and meditate how great is his love for us.
Chapter 1 in Steps to Christ, Supreme Love. Nature and revelation alike testify to the love of God. Our Heavenly Father is the source of life, wisdom, and joy. Look at the wonders and beauties of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness not only of humanity, but of all living creatures. The sun and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the mountains, the seas, and the valleys all speak to us of the Creator's love.
Amen. You have one homework for today, for this evening. You need to go to A Step to Christ and read the whole chapter. It's a beautiful chapter. God is love. Wherever we can see around us, we can find the same message. God is love. He showed his love not only when Jesus was dying on the cross. He shows his love every day, every time. Wherever we are going, we can see his love. Amen?
Amen.
We need to say, God, please open our eyes, open our heart in some way that we can see your love for me, for us.
God is love is written upon every opening flower bud, upon every blade of springing grass, the lovely birds that fill the air with their melodious songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfect fragrance, the lofty forest trees with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God and his desire to make his children happy.
That is powerful declaration. God is love. The moon showed his love. Amen?
Amen.
The sun showed his love. Every small piece of snow is manifestation of his love. Wherever we wash, wherever we go, we can see a manifestation of his love. For that reason, we need to be delight in his love. Amen?
Amen.
That can this is the instrument that God can use for transform our spiritual life, for transform our mindset, for transform our worldview, for transform any or change any negative emotion in positive emotion. Do you feel rejected? Delight in God's love. Do you feel alone? Celebrate that God is with you.
Amen.
Are you anxiety about the future? Rejoice in God's love, because God says, I am with you.
Amen.
I will never forsake you. Always I will be with you. Do you have some sad expectation about the future? Celebrate God's love. Because like we see in the Sabbath school lesson, the best for us is not in the past, neither in the present. The best for you and for me is in the future. Soon, very soon, Jesus is coming for you and for me.
Amen.
And then we will be a beautiful, huge celebration of his love.
Receiving and meditating on God's love and expressing love and compassion towards others are primary and unsurpassed sources of happiness, emotional healing, and strength and resilience.
Do you believe that? Receiving and meditating in God's love is an expression and expressing love and compassion for others is a way, is an instrument that God can use for bring a happiness, emotional healing, and strength. Resilience? Yes.
The invitation of 1 John 3, verse 1, to behold, contemplate, enjoy, and express what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, together with Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart, will help us to call.
Okay.
The call of God's word is a change of focus from our problems to God, his love, his mercy, and his compassion towards us. When we do this, the perspective of our lives become much brighter. This delight is not merely a passing feeling, but a decision to dwell in his presence and recognize his infinite goodness. Here are some key ways to immerse yourself in that love today.
To immerse yourself, ourselves, myself, in his love.
Align our desires. As we meditate on his love and learn to delight in God, the desires of our heart will begin to transform, seeking what is good, just, and constructive.
Yeah, align our desire.
Develop full trust and tranquility of knowing that when you place your joy in what is eternal, temporary circumstances cannot steal your peace.
Amen.
Rest in his promise. When you place your joy in him, your desires begin to align with his perfect will. Recognize his faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23 remind us that his mercies are new every morning. No matter what happened yesterday, his love offers you a blank canvas today.
That is not only yesterday, no tomorrow, Brother Lee, but every day. His mercy is new. His love is new. For that reason, every time, every day, every morning when we wake up, who must be our first thinking? Gratitude. Thank you, God, for the new day. Thank you, God, because you keep me alive. Thank you, because your mercy is new today for me.
Dwell in his presence. Prayer and gratitude are the gateways. By giving thanks for the small blessings, you open your heart to experience the magnitude of his personal care. Meditate on his love. Allow yourself to be drawn by his love. Let yourself be guided by his love and make the decision to express and share his love.
We need to wash. We need to meditate. We need to enjoy his love. Yes? And then what? Share. Because it's not enough to receive, to celebrate his love. We need to share his love.
Finding joy in God's love involves focusing on a deep relationship with him through prayer, Bible study, and gratitude, anchoring joy not in circumstances, but in his constant presence and faithfulness, and extending that love to others, which strengthens faith and produces lasting happiness that transcends life's difficulties.
Amen.
How to find joy in God's love. Strengthen your relationship with Jesus. Abide in him, for he is the source of your joy. Pray and meditate. Take time to pray and reflect on God's word, actively seeking his truth and comfort. Cultivate gratitude. Focus on God's blessings, even in difficult times, to activate joy in your heart. Rejoice in him. Remember Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, to anchor your joy in his love, not in your circumstances.
Rejoice? In what? In the Lord. Again, rejoice in his love. Everybody here has different challenge, difficulty, yes? Health issue, financial issue, family issue, different issue. But we need to celebrate God's love for us. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in his love. We need to proclaim, God love me. God love me. God love me so much that his son, our Savior Jesus, died for me. He loved me so much that he walked with me every time. He loved me so much that he take care of me. No matter what happened around me. He loved me so much that he is preparing play for me and waiting to spend the eternity with who? With me. Why? Because he's love. That is the key.
Help others. Loving your neighbor and sharing the gospel is a powerful way to find joy. Trust his promises. Knowing and trusting that God always fulfills his word gives you a solid foundation for joy.
Amen. Finally,
the joy of God. The joy God offers is deep, enduring, and springs from the innermost part of your being, unlike temporary happiness.
If we want to be happy, if we want to celebrate happiness, the key is to delight in God law. Brothers and sisters, every time, every moment, no matter the circumstance, God is showing us his love. Amen?
Amen.
Today, that is the invitation that we can celebrate God's love for us. God bless you.